You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to super producer and the host, Dave Shepard. Thank you to you for listening all over North America. My friends in the Northeast, here in the South, the Midwest, the West, the Mountains, the Plains, the North, the South, the East, the West, over the Pacific, over the Atlantic, and over every border. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening on our many affiliates, the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158, a smart speaker, and however the hell else you might listen. Listen anyway, okay? I am at JR Sport Brief. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also call up. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so over the past 3 hours, we've had a chance and an opportunity to go through many subjects. We've talked about the roster cuts in the NFL as teams have had to cut or chop down to 53. We have talked about Jimmy Garoppolo, Coach Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers. He gave a full explanation as to, you know, why Jimmy Garoppolo will be returning in the circumstances. It will obviously be as a backup. We talked about Aaron Judge. He hit another home run, number 51. And then, right before we went to break, we talked about John Gruden. Yes, the same John Gruden who resigned last October from the Raiders, even though he was in the midst of a 10-year, $100 million contract, because he had some of his emails released. Emails that just went out to individuals, all kind of loosey-goosey, that were racist, misogynistic, homophobic. Man, he just, if there was someone to offend, he went after him, and he wasn't too kind. And so he's kind of been laying low in the weeds, at least publicly. He currently has a lawsuit against Roger Goodell and the NFL for the release of his emails. He says that he was targeted and that, you know, he wants to be compensated for the damages that have been done, also known as kind of resigning from his position. Well, maybe you wouldn't have to resign if you didn't send those messages, but, you know, what do I know about ethics? Despite that fact, yeah, he's currently in litigation, and he's not going to say much. But on Tuesday, he was in Arkansas at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and he was talking college football, talking football in general. But then, even though he is kind of encouraged not to say a lot, he still said a lot. He was given a platform and an opportunity to address his situation, address the leaked emails, and what's going on. And John Gruden took it a step further. He kind of acknowledged what he did was terrible. And then he just defended his character. It's very interesting. Take a listen to this.
I'm not going to say anything but honest things here. I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails, and I'll make no excuses for it. It's shameful. But I am a good person. I believe that. I go to church. I've been married for 31 years. I got three great boys. I still love football. I've made some mistakes, but I don't think anybody else in here hasn't. And I just ask for forgiveness, and hopefully I get another shot.
Okay, he could have kind of taken out the end fourth or third or maybe the whole half. There was no need to go into a but. John Gruden could have said the emails I sent were shameful. He could have said I hope and ask for forgiveness. I hope I get another shot. That's it. We didn't need the character defense in 25 seconds. Yeah. My emails were shameful, but I'm a good person. I go to church. That going to church doesn't mean you're a good person.
I go to church.
Yeah, you were married for how many years?
I've been married for 31 years.
It doesn't mean you're a good person. And you got how many kids?
I got 3 great boys.
It doesn't mean a damn thing. And you love what now?
I still love football.
That doesn't mean you're a good person. And so adding those elements to say he's a good person means a whole lot of nothing. It actually sounds stupid. And then to top it all off, to then go all, he talks about mistakes. Yes, we all make mistakes. Every human being makes mistakes. But the mistakes that he made with his racist emails, talking about Demoris Smith and his intelligence and the size of his lips and insulting a homosexual player in the league, insulting females and women who are executives and officials in the league. Doing that over the span of 7 years is not a mistake. It's just evidence that you're a jackass. And so he's not doing himself any favors in the court of public opinion. And there are going to be people who say to me, "Well, JR, you're being overcritical and cancel culture." Listen, man, I don't run around and use, you know, codes. I don't run around and use just popular phrases because they are buzzwords. I don't do that. I don't personally believe in cancel culture and quote unquote, episodes of wokeness. I just tell you what it is. And what he said is a jackass. This is really what it boils down to. If you, listening to me right now, think I am being overly critical of John Gruden and this is a part of cancel culture, well, I pose a question to you. Are you bothered more so with someone being critical of someone who's a jackass to other humans? Does it bother you more that he's a jackass and that he mistreated people and said these things and wasn't outward about it? Or does it bother you more that I'm critical? Which one do you care more about? The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Whoever's advising John Gruden needs to tell him just to shut up. And maybe he'll win his money from the NFL. And if he does, I hope he goes away. And at the same time, I hope he's learned from what he's done. But from what came out of his mouth, it doesn't sound like he did. Jason is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, so I got a couple of things to say. Yes, I think that he should have said in his email where he said, in his statement, he said, "I'm ashamed about things that came out in my email." He should have said, "I'm ashamed about things that I said in my email," rather than place blame on the email coming out. Place blame on yourself. And then when it goes to, "I'm a good man." No, you're not a good man. Nobody's a good man. And he said, "Listen, I've done some things. We all need a little bit of forgiveness." Listen, I'm gonna defend him a little bit here. I agree with him. We all need some forgiveness, but you have to own your mistakes. Thank God for his grace. We all need some grace. We all make mistakes. This man needs a little bit of forgiveness, but he has to own what he's done. What do you think?
I agree with you. I pretty much said the same thing in different words. Yes, everyone makes mistakes. No one is perfect. Not a damn person. Everyone's deserving of one, but he has to start with owning it. If you listen to the radio in the morning time, that's something I'll be talking about with the CBS Sports Minute. Ain't nobody perfect. People make mistakes all the time, but you got to own it. You can't come out and defend yourself. Last break, I said that this man is the defensive player of the week, and John Gruden don't play football no more, okay? John Gruden is a former coach. But he came out defending himself. Instead of owning what he did, he said, "Yeah, what I said is shameful." Okay, it's shameful. Forgive me. I hope I get another chance. We don't need the defense like you're standing at the front lines. Why are you defending yourself so much? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Miami.
Good morning, JR. How are you?
I'm excellent.
I totally agree with what you said. But if you want to think about just a couple of things, you know, this isn't 1958 or in the 60s. This is 2022. And I guarantee you that if you're standing in the line at the supermarket, you've got people ahead of you thinking the same stuff that Gruden said. Wrong? Are they absolutely wrong? Yes, but if we don't change the culture in life, these things are going to continue.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark, absolutely, for calling from Miami. Well, the only difference is that John Gruden is a public figure, and he's not Joe standing in front of the line at the supermarket. And there are plenty of people nowadays, due to social media, where we see people, quote-unquote, acting out, where we have individuals who are caught on camera or digitized in video or email, pretty much just, quote-unquote, showing their ass. Tim is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Always good to talk to you. Look, the one thing that, you know, I'm almost 62 years old, and I'm going to tell you right now, man, I've watched a lot of football in my life, and John Gruden, in my opinion, is the most overrated football coach I've ever seen in my life. He won one Super Bowl. Am I correct?
Yes, and we're going to take a look at the team that he inherited, yes.
Yes.
Tony Dungy.
Well,
yes.
Other than that, I think that he has let all the hype about him get in his head. He is the most egotistical person in the world, man. It's like, they nicknamed him Chucky and all this stuff. Mm. I think all that just went to his head. And, the guy's an ass. He's a complete jackass, you know, and he thinks he's all that. He's just not, you know.
I just
can't understand how anybody thinks that guy is so that. You know what I mean?
His
interview was embarrassing.
Well, you saw Mark Davis. He drank the Kool-Aid, and Mark Davis offered him $100 million when he's been sitting in a TV studio. So,
and that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy. You know, and I'm going to say this, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. I just don't think that, that guy should never be allowed, you know, back in football. I'm sorry. He's just,
Tim, if I'm being honest with you, and thank you for calling from Maryland, I don't think we'll see Gruden back in the NFL. Wilder things have happened. I don't see him as a head coach again. I don't. And he was away from the game for a long time. Mark Davis was the one who wanted to give him that gigantic contract. Who the hell else was going to say, here is a 10-year deal, $100 million? Nobody. He got the gig. Nobody thought that he would see the contract out. But little did I ever think that he would be resigning as opposed to just up and leaving. Rolly's calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Freddie?
Who?
Sorry about that. I thought that was on the other line. I finally came through.
Well, who am I? No, who am I?
Aren't you Freddie Coleman?
Who? You want me to call him?
No. Sorry. I used to listen to the Freddie Coleman show on the way home. And you guys,
but I'm asking,
I like
Freddie and know him. I can't listen to him, obviously, but who am I, Rolly? I'm asking you.
Honestly, no, I thought it was the Freddie Coleman show on the way home, and you guys have a very similar voice. So I'm
all us black people sound the same, even though he's probably 20 to 30 years older than me, right?
Hey, well, a good. So that's all I was saying.
Oh, okay. Well, Rolly, my name is JR.
JR, how you doing, JR?
This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And
quality stuff.
Who are you again?
I'm Rolly Benitez from Miami, Florida.
From Miami, Florida. Okay. Well, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. So what's on your mind?
I guess what's on my mind is it's terrible, the things that he said, and you know, everyone's got to, you know, be accountable for what they do and what they say. A good person is a good person, and a bad person is a bad person. If you have multiple accounts on negative emails and going back and forth, then you know what? It's time to what's the old saying, when the roosters come home to, what is it?
I don't know, roost.
Well, no. Well, every now and then, you know, if you're going to be out here and you're going to be sharing those type of messages, you know, he got busted. And like my other buddy from Miami that called earlier, he's super overrated. I guess what's going on here, JR, is a lot of trends, you know, and the one thing that I would want to say is, if we went through everyone's emails, especially people that are working in that professional football league and other sports, we'd find a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm not trying to excuse him at all. He's going to have to deal with what he has. And again, he deserves to be where he's at right now. I guess what I'm trying to say is, there's a lot of bad people out there. And if you go through people's emails and people's texts, you're going to find stuff. I can't believe he's emailing that type of stuff. Like, we live in 2022, man. There's a paper.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that goes without saying. And thank you, Rolly, for calling from Miami. Oh, come on. We know this. As many people as show their ass in public, why should folks think that it's different in private? It's worse in a lot of cases. And it was recently shared and revealed that Gruden said these emails stopped prior to him becoming the Raiders head coach, and there's evidence to prove otherwise. Come on now. Stefan is calling from Iowa. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, JR, man. I just want to get straight to the point, and I'm going to let you go. Thanks for keep doing your job and reporting all this great news, man. I don't think you're being overcritical at all. Don't agree one word with John Gruden has to say, but we're going to let you get back. I know we have more callers. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Thank you, Steph. Jory is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller to your show.
Thank you so much.
So, first and foremost, if someone's a good person, they don't have to keep saying that they're a good person. Second of all, if you're emailing it, you're saying it. I mean, you remember, I'm sure, when Danny Ferry got fired from the Hawks for saying the wrong word, even though he was quoting someone else, he got fired for that. And last but not least, half the people that deal with cancel culture that are might be upset with you, they're the ones who are like, oh, get rid of this, get rid of that, because of I don't like it, therefore I want to get rid of it. So they're hypocrites. But keep doing what you're doing, man, and appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Jory. I appreciate you for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, it's a hard knock life. And sure, people make mistakes. There are plenty of people making mistakes. But at what point does a series of mistakes pretty much help solidify and just plaster for the world to see who you are? At what point is it no longer a mistake? You know, think about this in regards to any relationship. At what point does your relationship with your spouse, your best friend, your parents, your brothers, your siblings, at what point do you go, well, damn, how many times are you just going to commit the same mistake, where you just go, just stay your ass over there? It's not a mistake. This is just who you are. You need to get it together. And so that's where Gruden erred. Yes, we all make mistakes every day, multiple times. Yes, we make multiple mistakes. We will make the same mistake over and over again. Some of us have to learn the hard way. 7+ years, not a mistake. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And you want to talk about how human we all can be? John Wall. I want to play you some audio from John Wall on the other side of the break. because he talked about his own life and some of his own recent experiences on and off the court. That really is a reminder of, hey, what is life? And yeah, we can make mistakes and we can all be human. I want to share with you some comments by John Wall on the other side. And then also Tony La Russa is in the news this evening. I'll tell you what's going on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we were talking about John Gruden and his emails and, you know, him saying that everybody makes mistakes. And my response was, okay, sure. Well, not everybody makes 7+ years of mistakes of just spewing hate.
I've been married for 31 years.
Yeah, that's no excuse. Whether the hate was on email or in person, 7 years plus is not a mistake. But I will agree with him, and I think most of us will. Everybody's human. And it's difficult to always keep that in mind and maintain that perspective when we're talking about just famous people, of which John Gruden is. He is a well-known individual in the world of football. Whether you remember him as a coach with the Bucks, whether it's the Raiders, whether it's on ESPN, he is an individual of note in the world of sports. And he certainly has been compensated highly as a result of that, his success as a coach and as a broadcaster. And so when we have these people in the public eye making tons of money, they're on screens all day, all night, on your phone, on your television, on your tablet, we can tend to dehumanize them. And so if you want to talk about people making mistakes, or better yet, someone being human, this is a jump. John Wall, point guard. Yes, John Wall, who it's crazy to think about, is 32 years old at this point in time. Spent the majority of his career with the Washington Wizards. Then ends up in Houston. Houston gets torn down. He gets injured. They're rebuilding. He's making $40 million on the bench by not playing while they get the young guys out there. And John Wall is pretty much just ostracized all over the place for all the money he makes and not being able to play. Or the team not even playing him. His Achilles injury and then having it infected, injuring it again in his house. You haven't really seen John Wall play, it feels like, in about 3 years. And he has been paid handsomely, whether it's injury or the team just not playing him. And so, amazing career, 5-time All-Star and first round pick in 2010. And now he's with the Clippers. Seems good, right? Paid $40 million a year. Hasn't played in 2 or 3 years, feels like. And now he's on a new team that might compete for a championship. I say might because, I mean, damn, we talk about injuries between Kawhi and Paul George. We might as well flip a coin. But he's in an improved situation. But despite all the money that has come in, things have been kind of tough for John Wall personally, he revealed, just from the past few years. His mom passed away due to breast cancer in December of 2018. His grandmother passed away not too long after. All this going on at the same time as when he had to deal with his Achilles. And so recently, he was at an event at the Salvation Army in Raleigh, North Carolina, where he's from, Raleigh, and his mom was a volunteer, and they dedicated a garden in her honor. And between COVID, his injuries, the passing of his mom and his grandmother, It don't matter if you're making $40-plus million every single year. John Wall said that things became so dark for him that he contemplated suicide. And he sat down with Radio Boss at that dedication, and this is what he had to say.
Darkest place I've ever been in. I mean, at one point in time, I thought about committing suicide. I mean, because tearing my Achilles, my mom being sick, my mom passing, my grandma passed a year later. All this in the midst of COVID at the same time. Me going to the chemotherapy and sitting in there. Me seeing my mom take her last breath, wearing the same clothes for the 3 days straight.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a point in time, and we know. Is John Wall living the life that you or I live? Oh, no, he's not. He's still a human being. He's still a person. And, you know, whether you are a professional athlete or whether you're me, you, Joe Blow, Joe Schmo, Susie Q, Susie X, Joe Anonymous, people are people. And things hurt the same way. And sometimes, you know, having cash and money and fame, it comes with its positives, but it also comes with its own set of problems. But when it comes to what goes on in between your ears, when it comes to what goes on in the center of your chest with your heart, man, there's not a dollar sign that can repair either one. You know, when you're just ripped to shreds, when you have to think about family and issues. And so kudos to John Wall for publicly speaking, because you never know when you can inspire someone else to go, wow, like that's major. And so John Wall as a basketball player, yeah, he can be up for criticism, and we'll see if he has a bounce back. I expect him to. He's had enough time off. But when it comes down to John Wall, the human, and any athlete as a human, we got to keep this in mind. Like, we could talk about how someone stinks and how bad they are, how they deserve this, how they don't deserve that. They're human beings, too. You know, one thing that I try my best to do, and I say try, is to keep it in between the lines. Unless you're actually harming someone else. Unless you're doing or saying things that can go ahead and have an impact on society in a larger way, in a negative way. And so, yeah, mental health is a serious and major issue. And we have individuals now who can claim it, who can use it as an excuse. But then we have plenty of folks every day, and you don't have to be an athlete. You can be a surgeon. You can be a driver. You can be an officer. You can be a player. You can be an executive. You can be a radio host. You can be anybody. Like, we're all human beings, and that's something to keep in mind. And John Wall, with those comments, he proved it. And I hope he's in a better space. And I hope that anyone who's listening to the sound of my voice right now, who's also in a bad space, hey, if you can, find somebody, anybody, to go ahead and talk to. Damn it, talk to me. That's what I'm here for. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot to do before I get ready to roll out. We've talked Gruden. We've talked Judge. We've talked Shanahan. We've talked Baker Mayfield and Myles Garrett. We've gone through a lot. When we come back, I'm going to take more of your phone calls, and we're going to get ready to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you, buddy? I really appreciate your show, you know, night in and night out. I agree with the last caller. Once again, from Seattle, you do a good common sense approach to the show. Thank you for having me on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, as we've talked about mistakes and humanity, and whether it's Gruden and his many mistakes, whether it's the admission from John Wall that he contemplated taking his life in his darkest points over the past few years, injury recovery, the passing of his mom and grandmother, and cancer diagnosis. And, you know, we've talked about this individual as well here on the show. And his name is Tony La Russa. He's going to be 78 years old, I want to say next month, in October. Next month, September, is looking us right in the face. And he's managing the White Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf brings him in to try to get the team over the hump. He was basically away from the game as a manager almost for 10 years. He's a three-time World Series champ. We can look at his time with the A's and then with the Cards. And he's just been living a good life as a consultant, as a roving executive among several franchises. And so he takes this job. He's almost 80 years old. And the White Sox have a surprising success. And then they don't. Okay, even this season, another disappointing year. Currently at 63-66, the Sox are on a 5-game losing streak. And it was only a couple of months ago that Tony La Russa, this man was in the dugout, and he was caught falling asleep. This is at like the in between the top of the first and the bottom. And so tonight, and as a part of this 5-game losing streak, The White Sox, they lost to the Kansas City, the Royals, 9-7. You want to know who wasn't there, unfortunately? Tony La Russa. He was ordered to miss the game. His doctors told him to sit it out. Some type of medical emergency, of which he's okay. As far as we know right now, we don't know the details. But the Chicago White Sox said Tony La Russa is scheduled to undergo further medical testing tomorrow in Chicago. That's all we know. And are we really shocked? He's older. Like, what are we supposed to do? It's a high-stress job. He's been doing it his entire life. It's not like it gets easier as he gets older. He's about to be 80. The travel, the stress. And maybe he doesn't feel the stress, but these road trips, time on the bench, these are long-ass days for anybody in baseball. It's not just the 3 hours of the game. It's not just batting practice. These guys are there all day long. Are they out there digging ditches? No. Is Tony La Russa exerting himself in right field or in first base at shortstop? No. But it is still ridiculously demanding. So we have no idea, you know, why Tony La Russa's been told to sit out this past evening's game. But I hope he's cool. I hope he's well. And for all the old man jokes that I've given him in the past about falling asleep in a dugout, that still holds true. These are some of the risks that take place when you just bring in someone at this age for such a tough and demanding job. I wish him nothing but the best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We have some callers on the line. Jackson is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure, Jackson. Go ahead.
You know, I was calling about the NFL's top 100. And, you know, the fact that a running back is in the top five, Jonathan Taylor, he was voted five. I think it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you know, in today's game in the NFL, it's a passing league. And, you know, running backs, they come and go. They should not be in the top five. If you want to be honest about it, you know, if you did a super draft tomorrow, like let's say everyone was a free agent, right? The first 20 picks off the board would be all quarterbacks. And then they'd probably go to receiver. And then maybe, you know, Aaron Donald would get picked after that. So, you know, I don't get it. It's kind of,
well,
you know,
we talked about this extensively last night, Jackson. So, you know, this NFL top 100 list was voted on by the actual players. The players who chose to participate in the poll, they were asked to list the top 20 players from 1 to 20 in the NFL. Who are the best players? And obviously, Tom Brady was voted as number one. And so I don't think it was so much as to let's go ahead and have a draft. I don't think it was so much of let's pick who you want to, you know, build a team around. It's just like, hey, which players are the best? And they chose Tom Brady as number one, and they looked at Jonathan Taylor as the fifth best player in the NFL based on what took place last year. And last year he had 1,800 yards and 18 touchdowns, 20 touchdowns total, 360 yards receiving on about 40 receptions. Not too shabby. And you know
yeah,
what?
But is he better than Josh Allen? I mean, Josh Allen was 13.
Well, Jackson, the other element that I discussed is this list is something that nobody needs to get up in arms about. Historically, only one-third of players have voted. This is the NFL's way of staying relevant. It's a list. How about this? Most of the NFL players, let me not say most, let me correct myself. There's a good portion of NFL players who don't even vote on their own collective bargaining agreement. Why should we all take seriously something that they don't necessarily even care about?
That's a great point. I got to give you that. We just love, you know, I think us as fans, we love the league so much. We kind of take things a little bit too serious. But, you know, I think if we're all being honest, you know, we're not going to put a quarterback at 13 that's clearly, if you know, a top five player in the league.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, it's a popularity contest. It's a thing where guys are just filling stuff out. And it's just, hey, who's the best guys in the league? And, of course, we're going to get some comments. If we have to think about the top 100, A.J. Terrell is already one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. A lot of people don't know about him because he plays for the Falcons. Who the hell is watching the Falcons? They've stunk recently. So you got to take everything with a grain of salt, you know?
Good point. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that they put in the top 100 that were injured last year that didn't even take a snap at all. I believe A.J. Kamara, he was in the top 100. I don't think he played more than half the year. So, Alvin Kamara. You make a great point. It's kind of a popularity contest.
Well, let's do this, Jackson. I'm gonna one up you some, and thank you so much for calling from here in Georgia. You know, I do my top six list every Wednesday night, and every Wednesday night it's a different subject. And how about I give you some clarity? I'm going to give you tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and it's a Thursday morning. I'm going to give you my top six list of the best players in the NFL heading into this upcoming season. How about that? I'm not an NFL player. I was going to say I'm not a member of the media, but that'd be inaccurate. I'm just the guy that ended up in this seat. Let's put it that way. I'm going to give you my list. And I'm going to take a look at who some of the best players were last year, and I'm going to project into who I think is the best player going into this season. Reasonable. And I'll actually put some thought into it, unlike some of the players. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, JR. Hey, just wanted to say this real quick. John Gruden, he gave new meaning to the word stupidity. An idiotic, brain-dead jackass, and an asinine idiot. And he said he made mistakes. No, that was not mistakes. That was intentional because he knew what he was doing. He didn't care. He was only thinking about himself. And not only that, he's narcissistic as well. You don't make mistakes. You make a mistake, you be like, oh, my gosh, I got to correct this problem before it gets any worse. He knew what he was doing. It was intentional. He was bad-mouthing everybody. I don't care what you say. Even a person who says he goes to church still is going to do atrocities anyway. You could praise Jesus and everything and still commit atrocities and think, oh, I'm doing things in the name of the Lord. No, you're not. You're doing things in the name of the devil himself. And not only that, I mean, I just lost all respect for him. And before I go,
quickly,
my wife's a breast cancer survivor, And I love the NFL Top 100. And JR, keep knocking it out of the ballpark. And thanks a lot for taking my call. Enjoy your night, man.
Thank you, Dave, for calling from Alabama. Yeah, it's tough. That's one of the things that John Wall referenced, is his mom unfortunately passing away due to breast cancer is one of the things that potentially pushed him over the edge. And thank God it did not. And in the case of Gruden, yes, Dave is correct. Like, anybody can have a mistake. We can all go ahead and go overboard with mistakes, and we can repeatedly do the same thing over and over again. But 7 years, and it doesn't seem that he is really showing any contrition. And he does, you know, he cried. He had a little bit of waterworks. I don't think he gets it. You know, one of the first things he did was to sue. We didn't get a public apology. Not that he deserves or needs to give anyone one. I didn't hear anything about private apologies. What I did hear was, I'm resigning. And then we heard, oh, I'm suing the NFL. You know, where's the understanding of your mistakes there? When you're coming out swinging the sword and the hammer, as opposed to saying, hey, I need to really evaluate who I am. And maybe he did that privately, but it's a wild situation to do that privately and then sue publicly to get your money back because you weren't happy that your own actions caused you to be terminated, even if you resigned. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll hit you with that top six list. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next. Thank you, Shepard.